had risen from the dead. The powerful, wonderful experience that they had. At this time, I'd like to invite the kids, if you'd come forward, please. Come on up, guys. Risa is going to share. She's got a great message she wants to share with you this morning. Thank you, Risa, for being with us today. Go.
I have in this bag a lot of things today, and I'm just going to pull them out. You can tell me what I've got, okay? And then we'll talk about them. So I've got here jelly, jar of jelly, okay? And a sock, okay? And let's see, what else do I have? Oh, toothpaste. Well, it's not, yeah, it's just a book. Actually, this one's not even a Bible book. This is a book of poems, but a book, okay? And I have a shoe. All right. You guys are good. And toothbrush. And can you tell what this is? Yeah, bookmark. Yeah, a bookmark. And peanut butter. So I have a lot of things here, and I want you, what I'd like you guys to help me with is these things can kind of be paired together. And so I would like you to help me pair these things together and tell me, why do they go together? Okay? So if I picked up the jelly, who can come up and show me what goes with the jelly? Can you come up and show me what should we put with the jelly? Jelly goes with which one of these things, do you think, the best? What are we going to put on our bread? Jelly and... aha, good choice. Peanut butter and jelly. Those are great choice. Those go together. Why do they go together? You eat them on a sandwich together? Yeah. They go together, don't they? A lot of times you put peanut butter and jelly on a sandwich, okay? What if I picked up the shoe? David, what should go with my shoe? My sock. Why should my shoe and sock go together? Yeah, usually, especially if it's an athletic shoe, I usually am going to wear a sock with it, so if I go out running or walking, okay? All right, what about if I have a toothbrush? What needs to go with my toothbrush? Toothpaste, because why? Yeah, I mean, you can brush your teeth without toothpaste, but it works better if you use toothpaste. And then the last one, if I have a book, what's the one thing that's left on the floor? You want to come and get it? What is that? A bookmark. And if I'm reading a book, what do? I put the bookmark in there so I don't lose my place. So those things all go together. Well, I have two more things. I've got this, which is a heart, and it's a special kind of, I mean, what? Valentine, yeah, it says, I'm reaching for your heart, be mine. A Valentine, and I have a cross. I think these two things go together. Do you know how a Valentine and a cross go together? David, you had some good ideas. God's love. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, February 14th, is a special day for two reasons. First reason is it's Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, we give Valentines. Why do we do that? To show we love each other, to show we like each other, okay, to show love. And also on Wednesday, February 14th, it's a special day in the church year. It's called Ash Wednesday. It's the first day of Lent. And Lent is the time of the church season where we focus on God's suffering and death dying on the cross in our place to take away our sins. So I think these two things go together. And you know what? The Bible agrees. Or maybe I agree with the Bible. That's probably a better way to say it, huh? John 3:16, David, we even had this one in Sunday school, says, God loved us and sent his son into the world to die on the cross, and that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Okay? Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. They go together. And 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So these definitely go together. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we are so thankful for your love for us. Your love showed itself in the sacrifice of your Son for our sakes. Keep us mindful of that every day. Amen.